Good morning and welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is January the 9th. It's 10 a.m. I'm Oliver Mujica, the chair and the planning division manager for the city. If we could do introductions, please.
Hi, my name is Mina Bashara. I'm from Land Development.
Mahmoud Kozar, I'm Public Works Traffic.
Robert Sepulveda, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
Robert Castro, Water Department Environmental Control.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Claudia Myers, Planning Division.
Hector Torino, Water Department.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Solid Waste.
Brian Gumpert, Building Official.
Thank you. As it relates to item number one for preliminary application 16-09, we're asking that we continue that matter to the next agenda so there'll be no discussion on that particular item. Moving on to item number two, Bologna, would you kindly introduce that item for us, please?
Yes, good morning. The subject is a pre-application 1518, and their request is to allow the establishment and operation of an outpatient drug and alcohol rehabilitation clinic within an existing two-story building containing approximately 8,657 square feet on a property comprised of four parcels containing a total of 0.68 acres. The address is located on 1083 through 1095 North D Street, and the zone is commercial office as well as residential medium, and it's also the transportation overlay zone. The environmental determination will be determined at a later time upon submittal of a formal application. The owner is Beat Barb Incorporated. The applicant is Jim Hartley, Hall City Permits. It's in Ward Number 2, and there's no action currently. Just after reviewing the case file, we're focusing really on the conditional use permit finding requirements if they shall continue with the submittal process.
Okay. Anything else to add, Bologna?
That's it.
Again, oh, this.
I'm sorry. I'm not certain if the fire department was ever, if they ever submitted to the fire department. I know there was something yesterday with the fire department advising me that they hadn't submitted, so we may not have comments from them.
That's true.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Mina, would you like to start us off, please?
Sure. From Land Development, most are. We noticed in the back of your parking lot, both your ramps are oversloped. They need to be redone. Everything else is pretty standard, though. Thank you.
Thank you. Mahmoud, anything for us?
Nothing from traffic. No comments.
Did they do a traffic scoping form, or not required?
It's not required.
Okay. Thank you. Robert, number one, please. Well, there's three of you, so it's going to be Robert, Robbie, and Bobby or something. We'll come up with a system here.
We're not doing anything to the outside the building. We're not adding any building to this project. Everything's inside. The only thing I'm going to have for Public Works is to make sure that your sidewalk and your driver approaches are ADA compliant. There is one item that's going to be on 11th Street that you have tree wells that have stumps them. We're asking them to remove the stumps or grind them down and put concrete there to fill them in for any type of trip hazard. I have my conditions. I have given them to Polonia. She'll get them over to you. If you have any questions, please contact us and we can try to work it out before going on to our next step. That's all I got.
Thank you. Robert?
Just standard requirements from the Water Department.
Thank you. AKA James? Robert, please.
I'm filling in for someone so I'm not familiar with your project. Is there any type of kitchen or cooking facility being proposed for this?
No.
Nothing on site? Okay, no food service whatsoever?
No.
Okay. No further.
Thank you. Hector, we still need to submit it to you for your review. So one of the critical things they'll be looking for is obviously emergency access, circulation, those kinds of things. So we'll need to make sure that we get that to them. As you refine the site plan, if needed, with Polonia to make sure that they have that so that we can get their appropriate conditions as we move forward. Gracie, do you have anything for us, please?
Yes, please. So you have existing trash service there. But you'll need to modify your refuse enclosure to our current standard. Your current enclosure is just a single bin enclosure. You'll need our standard plan 508 8x15 enclosure, which I've handed down for you. And you'll want to verify with building and safety if you'll need modifications for ADA entry. Thank you.
You are having people live here 24 hours? Is that correct or no?
No.
Okay. Then you won't have accessibility on that modification. So this is just strictly a BE occupancy then. Is that correct? Counseling will occur here?
Correct.
Yes.
Counseling, but no residence.
Gotcha. It's actually a school. It's a life change center.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Do you have any questions of the committee members or thoughts, information?
We have one. I already know the answer. We happen to own the property directly across the street on D Street, and there's very little traffic on D Street in that area for some reason. I don't know what. We're looking for, is it possible to request a crosswalk, pedestrian crosswalk at 11th Street crossing D Street?
We'll have to look into the study the locations, and we need some information about if you have a parking on the across the street. Is that what?
So the, what are you going to use the lot for?
A lot of the clients they come here, the students I call them, that's what they are. They walk because they don't have cars, and the bus services across the street.
Or the bus.
To get a crosswalk.
Oh, I see.
Very easy for them to just at 11th Street cross the street and go into council.
We'll take a look. We need to know how many people are serving and evaluate the crosswalk.
Okay. Well, thank you. So we'll continue. I know Polonia is working with you to proceed with the conditional use permit application. And so there's some components that we're working on with that that we haven't yet resolved here. So we'll continue that conversation, and we'll see what the appropriate applications and those things are. We'll take it from there. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So you which project?
Subdivision.
Okay, great. So what we'll do, if the group does not mind, we'll proceed to item number 4. Chantal, if you could kindly introduce that item, please.
Yes. Item number 4 is subdivision 18-13, a request to allow the subdivision for tentative tract map 20251 of a property comprised of 2 parcels containing a total of approximately 4.28 acres into 32 single-family residential lots with an average lot size of 3,176 square feet. The parcel is located approximately 620 parcels are located approximately 620 feet east of North Meridian Avenue, or on the east side of North Meridian Avenue. Sorry, no, that's not right. It's on Rialto Avenue. And I believe the address is actually 2758 Rialto Avenue. Sorry.
Okay.
The recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission, but actually I'd like to move to another DERC meeting after we receive comments. One of the issues is that our PUD section only allows lot sizes of a minimum of 5,000 square feet. So we'll need to kind of work through that issue a little bit, see if we can reconfigure the map a little bit. But I imagine that most of the other conditions aren't going to change.
Is it gated?
Is it gated?
Yes.
So we might be able to make some adjustments like our Foothill Terrace project?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
But I think I'd like to take it back to DERC one more time before we move it to Planning Commission.
Okay.
So if we can move it to the 23rd.
Okay.
And then
I'll have my comments for you by the end of today.
Okay.
So we'll make sure that it's the clarification is that it would be gated.
Yes.
And then we'll also ask where Public Works will review, because those will be public streets then, right?
No, private.
Private, I'm sorry, private streets.
It's just the driveway.
Yeah. So yeah, so we'll firm that up. So we'll look at, continue this item to the meeting of the 23rd of January. Can we still, are we still targeting for February Plan Commission date, or are we looking for what?
Yeah, we can, tentatively.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions of the group? Or
no.
I guess we didn't even go down the line yet, have we?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, I did that intentionally. No, I'm sorry. Making decisions here. Mina, would you mind? Do you have any preliminary comments for us?
I'm for land development, it's pretty standard subdivision, but you are going to need a SWIP, Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan, because your property's over an acre. And that's about it.
Thank you. Mahmoud?
Traffic impact study is not needed for the size of the residential development. However, I would like to put the scoping form in the file. We can help you on putting the information together. We don't want to hire any traffic person to do it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mahmoud.
Yeah.
Robert?
The conditions that we have given underneath the preliminary action is pretty much the same. The only thing that had come up with our city engineer is that we hadn't seen, and we know that these are going to be private streets, but we hadn't seen the street lighting for on-site. We just want to make sure that we see that. It's not going to be a requirement of your off-site plans, but that's something we will want to take a look at for us. And that, again, I made copies. I'd get them to Chantel. She'll get them to you. You can verify them back and forth to the others. I think you had brought up a fact. On my first conditions, the widening was supposed to be to 50 foot because it was a major arterial. Found out later it is not a major arterial, it's a secondary arterial, so we will be going down to a 44 foot instead of 50 foot right away. Still a little bit of dedication, but not as much. But if you have any questions, please contact us, contact Chantal, and we'll try to answer as many questions as we can. Sooner the better, and hopefully everything will go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything for us?
Yes.
Please.
Both water and sewer main extensions will be required. Also, there's going to be an easement because of the private streets. The department recommends that you do a hydraulic analysis because it appears to have very low fire flow in the area, and that you also do sewer calculations. Just standard requirements.
Thank you. Robert, anything from Environmental Services?
No comment.
Nothing. Hector, did you get a chance to look at this one?
Yes, we did, but now that you mentioned it, the gated entrance, we need dimensions on the gate, and the Knox Brox override switch also include the new submittal. So I need to glance at all that. Show that detail, please.
Do you have, for you and for Public Works, do you have a minimum setback of where the gate needs to be? From the curb face to the gate, is there a standard there that we use so people could turn in? And
preferably, but what he has shown on the plans that were presented to us at one point, there was plenty enough room. But I don't remember the dimension. But yeah, that is something that we'd probably get fires put on that.
So we'll do that. We'll confirm with those parties involved. Make sure that your gate is located in an acceptable location, and that it doesn't block anything else. Also with our refuge service as well. Right?
Yeah. They're good.
If they're good, you're good. Makes sense. Gracie, anything for us?
So each home will receive individual curbside collection for trash collection. And each home will need a 4x11 concrete pad located out of view of the right-of-way for storage.
Thank you. Brian,
anything? No comments.
Okay. Now I could ask you, do you have any questions of the group?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward, all the questions you had. I guess just the whole, figuring out the whole minimum lot sizes. I guess we can talk through that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Sounds good. And the environmental on this one, Chantal, was what? Did we?
I think we're shooting for infill on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So with that, we'll just move this to the meeting of the 23rd for our final recommendation to the Planning Commission. Thank you very much.
Oliver, can I get a motion in a second?
Okay. Oh, I guess. So may I get a motion to continue this to the next meeting, please? Thank you. Mahmoud?
So moved.
Second by Nina. Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. So going back to item number three. This one's been around for a bit. I wanted to get it before the group here, just kind of to get some preliminary comments. Planning, this item number three is preliminary application 1832. It's located at 2333 South Gardena Street, and it's within the industrial light zone. The request is to convert the existing single family residence on the site. It contains approximately 1,200 square feet. They want to put in a truck parking yard along with the on and off site improvements. It's a little less than an acre. There's no action required on this one. I kind of like to get some feedback on what the group is thinking in terms of what needs to be modified. I pointed out a couple of things. They have their ADA accessibility parking stall that comes in and backs onto Gardena Street, which is not acceptable or allowed. And let's see if I could find a clear view here. Can't see the forest through the trees here. I believe it's up in here. And so, or right here.
The ADA, it's right there.
Yeah, so you can't back out on the street, so that would need to be relocated. He also has these parking stalls that are back up in here that are blocked by the truck parking stalls that will need to be replaced. So he has some tweaking that he has to do as it relates to on-site circulation and such. And so I just wanted to see if the other departments had any other comments before I sit down with the applicant and kind of have them revise, make revisions to a site plan.
Is there any repair being proposed? On-site repair shop, fluids, waste hazardous waste?
I am not sure. That is a question that that we'll have for him.
Okay. We will have requirements for that.
This is a floor plan. Do we have a site plan on this as well?
Yeah, that's a site plan.
Yes.
The beauty of technology. So as I mentioned earlier, here was the ADA parking stall that just comes straight in and backs out. These stalls here, you have trucks here, you know, how do you get here, you know, kind of thing. So we just wanted some cleanup on that circulation part. Has not shown a location for trash enclosure, so that's something that we'll need to have on the site plan and clarify and make sure that that we're good with that.
On the same note as any repairs, if there's any wash stations or wash racks.
It has not been. I will ask for clarification on that.
Okay.
Before we come back at the next meeting.
On the site plan, it shows like the slashed area is the new building area. It only shows a small area. But are they going to be paving all this?
Yes.
They can't park on. Well, they're already operating.
They're already operating. So, yeah, it'll be.
They're out there and they're already operating. And they are. A few guys were working on their trucks out there.
So let's presume that there's repairs out there. Okay. So what we need to address that. But we are, it needs to be paved. So if it isn't, you know, whatever those standards and requirements are, we will have them comply with that.
Okay. You going to kill the project or not?
And if that's your desire.
You might want to tell them not to do any type of improvements without permits. They've poured a driveway that is not compliant. There's a sidewalk that's not compliant. There's no curb and gutter. They need to put in a driveway approach. Are they going to be doing it for the radius style? And they have the fence, which is going to be an issue because it's maybe 2 foot too low for the sidewalk that's going to be needed to be put in there.
Well, I mean, that's...
And asphalt that's going to be needed.
Those are... Very good observations and comments. Yes, well,
like I said, you kill it or not, because they have a lot to do.
I'm not sure if I have the ability to say they don't need to get permits or do them correctly.
They've already done them. In which case, you might want to let them know that if this fails, we'll be asking them to remove it and or be fined as we remove it.
So in any case, if it were to move forward, it would be to construct them per standards and with obviously with the permit.
Correct. And if not, they have now been notified that they have to be removed.
And redone anyway. Yeah.
Or we remove it and okay. Charge them for it.
Okay. All right. Merry Christmas to you, too.
I start off the year with a good one.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish, remember. Robert, do you have anything for us?
Just standard requirements.
Okay. Thank you. Robert? I'll find the clarification in terms of the repairs and such.
It's Oliver's project.
We're going to bring it back, but if you have some preliminary comments, I'll take them now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We have an application on this process on our project, so we don't know.
Okay.
Spot it, actually.
Okay.
But access and gates, good. Usual.
All right.
Over. Just to Oliver.
What happened?
Let's go to Oliver. It's his project.
Every once in a while, I get one just to keep tuned.
Right.
Oliver. Also, we'll do scoping on this one. We can help them.
Okay.
It doesn't look like they need a study, but just to document because there are many rocks.
Okay.
And see how the circulation is.
Gracie, anything for us other than they need one?
Yeah. They need an enclosure, 8x15 or standard.
Okay.
Oh,
I think they need some lighting and some lot drainage here, right?
Yes.
And then I think that we're going to either have electrical vehicle charging or future electrical vehicle charging.
Is that part of the new code update?
Yeah, it was the last cycle, actually. But yeah. We'll need at least future, I think.
Okay. All right. So, trying to think. We should just automatically put it on the next one. What do you think? We should probably talk to them first.
They have a lot to fix.
They have a lot to fix. Okay, so with that, there's no action required on this one. So we'll just, it will come back at some point once they make some modifications before we proceed with their formal application. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn to the meeting of the 23rd.
Moved.
All right, thank you. That was easy.